Iceland is also bound by the principle, according to obligations under various international human rights treaties, such as the convention relating to the status of refugees and recognized principles of international law. And just to underline, Icelandic authorities respect and agree with the principle of non-refoulement. Regarding indirect non-refoulement, this principle also applies, and according to Articles 2 and 3 of the European Convention on Human Rights that prohibits indirect refoulement, Icelandic asylum authorities conduct a thorough individual assessment of each case, considering the conditions in the country responsible under the Dublin Regulation and the procedures followed there. And a foreign national would not be returned to a country that is found to be non-compliant with the convention, including the principle of non-refoulement. The principle is always considered by the Immigration Appeals Board, and in applications for international protection, as well as when it's planned to deport an individual to a specific country. The reason why the authorities have rarely applied non-refoulement is that when conditions in the home country are such, the criteria for granting international protection on the basis of subsidiary protection are usually met. With such a grant, non-refoulement by its nature does not come into consideration. Thank you.
Now we will turn to issue 17, and I will ask my colleague Elisabeth to start with the issue of children.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. The issue was raised on the criteria.